Are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees. Oh, hear the angel voices. Oh, nigh divine, oh, nigh, when Christ was born. Oh, nigh divine. Shall He break, for the slave is our brother, and in His name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all within praise His holy name. Christ is the Lord. Let ever, ever praise we. Noel, Noel, oh, no. Noel, Noel,
many ages from the time when God created the heavens and the earth and then formed human beings in God's own image. Long after the great flood, when God made the rainbow shine forth as a sign of the covenant. 21 centuries from the time the promise was given to Abraham and Sarah. 13 centuries after Moses led the people of Israel out of Egypt and Miriam danced in freedom. 1,100 years from the time of Ruth and the judges. 1,000 years from the anointing of David as king. In fulfillment of the times and years and months and days discerned by the prophets. In the 194th Olympiad. The 752nd year from the foundation of the city of Rome. The 42nd year, the reign Octavian Augustus. While the whole world enjoyed a span of peace, Jesus Christ, eternal God and Son of the eternal Father, desiring to sanctify the world by his most merciful coming, being conceived by the Holy Spirit and 9 months of growth in the womb of his mother, now in our own times is the nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ, God made flesh. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who makes all things new. Rejoice! I bring good news for all people. Unto us a child is born. Alleluia. The angels sing on earth. Glory to God in the highest. Amen. As we celebrate the birth of Christ our Savior, let us acknowledge our failure to receive him full into our world, trusting in the mercy of God. Almighty God, we confess. Isaiah foretold the good news that is now proclaimed to us. The Lord has comforted the people and redeemed Jerusalem. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven all your sins. grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Pray. Almighty God, you made this holy night shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that here on earth we may walk in the light of Jesus' presence, and in the last day wake to the brightness of his glory. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. You may be seated.
A reading from Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nations, you have increased its joy. They rejoice before you, as with joy at the harvest, as people exalted when dividing plunder, from the yoke of their burden and from the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as the day of Midian. For all the boots of the trampling warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born of us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, his authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace. For the throne of David and his kingdom he will establish and uphold it, with justice and with righteousness, from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We'll be reading from Psalm 96. Will the congregation please read the bold print? Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth.
Sing to the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Proclaim God's salvation from day to day.
Declare God's glory among the nations and God's wonders among all peoples.
For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, more to be feared than all gods.
As for all the gods of the nations, they are but idols. But you, O Lord, have made the heavens.
Majesty and magnificence are in your presence. Power and splendor are in your sanctuary.
Ascribe to the Lord, you families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord honor and power.
Ascribe to the Lord the honor to the people. Bring offerings and enter the courts of the Lord.
Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before the Lord, all the earth.
Tell it out among the nations. The Lord is King, the one who made the world so firm that it cannot be moved, will judge the peoples of heaven.
Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea thunder, and all that is in it. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. You will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with your truth. The second reading is from Titus. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce impiety and worldly passions, and in the present age to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly. While we wait for the blessed hope and the manifestation of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He it is who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all inequity and purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. They were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you was born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph, the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. Beloved children of God, this is the good news, the gospel of our Lord. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Being home for the holidays is something many of us cherish. It's also something we might lament for those of us who can't make it home, and for those that we love that are unable to make it home. The Christmas story in Luke's Gospel has caused many to have heartwarming connections to it. But when we don't fully romanticize it, we might be able to appreciate more of what Luke's trying to convey. The Son of the Father goes the distance by emptying himself, taking on our flesh to be our Emmanuel, God with us, to make God's home with us. God making God's home with us is an aspect of the Christmas story in which we find profound joy. And our understanding of home, as a result, is more than just a geographical location. Some say home is where the heart is. Yet I believe what Christians are saying is that the God who is love has made a home here with us. And it's more than just about where our heart is. It's about where God's heart is. The creator and ruler of the universe is coming to us in such a way that it should cause us to redefine and reorient how we navigate life. Certainly this Christmas story is about life. Part of the story is how the lives of people like Mary and Joseph had to navigate amid imperial decrees. Now the political nature of this Christmas story in Luke certainly makes a distinction between the way of Jesus and the way of empires of the world. If you notice that Caesar appears to be a major cause of movement in Luke's Christmas story. But God has other things in store for us. God has other things in store for the world. There's a contrast here between Caesar and Christ. Augustus ruled from a palace. Jesus is placed in a feeding trough. Earthly choirs and imperial temples praised Augustus, celebrating his birthday. Heavenly choirs praised Jesus at his birth. Augustus was hailed as the source of Pax Romana, the Roman peace. Heaven's choirs praise Jesus as the source of true peace. Augustus was hailed as Savior and Lord. The angel of the Lord announces Jesus as Savior and Lord. Augustus enjoyed the praise of the powerful. Angels announced Jesus' birth to shepherds who were considered lowly and often despised. The light that breaks through might jar us at first. It might be unsettling and terrifying. But in that exposure, we know that we do not have to be afraid or ashamed. For God has come to make a home with us. And God's kingdom has drawn near. And God's kingdom is not of this world. In this home that God makes with us here on earth, the outcasts, those on the margins of society, the nobodies to the world, are welcomed in the home that God has made here. For we hear that the good news is good news of great joy for all the people. It is that today a Savior is born. And it is certainly for all people, not just the privileged and the powerful, not just for one group or one nation. It is good news for all people. It is Jesus that overcomes our sin and brokenness and makes us right with God and calls us to be in community with one another. For when we are at home with God, we are to be a people that invite others to be at home with the God who dwells with us. The source of peace does not come from the violent force of a ruler. The Christmas story reminds us that the source of peace is found in the humble one who comes to us as a child, a baby. Evil and death is not defeated by the violence of nations, but the love that is poured out for us on the cross. Even when our dark and broken world tries to reject God, a God who wants to make God's home with us, God's grace, God's mercy, God's forgiveness, and God's love overcomes all of that. As Martin Luther preached on Luke's Christmas story, he condemns the conditions the Holy Family had to deal with. He said, "See, this is the first picture with which Christ puts the world to shame and exposes all it does and knows. It shows that the world's greatest wisdom is foolishness, her best actions are wrong, and her greatest treasures are misfortunes." Luther goes on to say that Joseph and Mary had to occupy a stable because there was no room for her in the inn. In the place where the pilgrim guests generally lodged, all the guests were cared for, with room, food, and bed, except these poor people who had to creep into a stable where it was customary to house cattle. Now, Luther also points out that this word for guest room in Luke chapter 2 also appears in Luke chapter 22, verse 11, where Jesus sends his disciples to prepare for the supper. Jesus said, and say to the owner of the house, "The teacher asked you, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?" It is at that meal where we have the institution of the Lord's Supper, the sacrament of Holy Communion. God has come to make God's home with us. God continues to be present with us. And when God invites and welcomes us to gather into community, to hear the word and receive him in the Holy Supper, the bread from heaven and the cup of salvation, the true body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, God is saying to us, "Welcome home." We're all guilty of not making room for God, regardless of how faithful we might be. We all push God to the margins of our lives at times. The good news is that the faithfulness of God continues to seek us out. The faithfulness of Christ does not give up on us. From manger to cross to empty tomb, we rejoice in a God that brings to the world salvation through love. In this good news of great joy for all people, may the story of Christmas continue to transform us, that we would continue to see home as more than just a geographical location, but where we see God dwelling with us in our lives and in the world. God's kingdom is not of this world, and we're invited to follow the way of Jesus and live under his rule, which is a rule of love that tears down the walls of division and is truly the way of peace that sees our neighbor as family. And how the love that we share can then create spaces in which others might feel at home with God. Today we celebrate the Christ that has come to us and the Christ that is with us. And whenever we or someone finds liberation, joy, freedom, and salvation, when the love of Jesus is shared, God is saying to each and every one of us, "Welcome home." May we rejoice in this good news, and may we welcome others into God's eternal home of grace and love. Thanks be to God. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Let us say what we believe in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things are made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. With wonder and thanksgiving for Christ's coming into the world, we pray for the church, the life of the earth, the whole human family. Your infinite love is born to us this night. With choirs of angels, the church proclaims the good news. Send us out as messengers of the hope that has come to all people. God of grace, you guide our ministers. We pray for Daniel, our bishop, Elizabeth, our presiding bishop, Michael, our presiding bishop pro tem. For all pastors, deacons, and all who minister in Christ, and for all the holy people of God. God of grace, you are pleased to dwell with your creatures, and the whole earth sings for joy. Renew the splendor of creation from the smallest cell to the widest galaxies. Guide us to be wise stewards of your gifts for the sake of generations to come. God of grace, your authority is over the nations. Break the rod of oppression in every land and free all people from fear. Bring peace where there is war, compassion where there is suffering, and healing where there is disease. God of grace, you cherish those who are most vulnerable. Protect infants and children, and bless those who care for them. Watch over women giving birth, attend the dying, and relieve any who are in pain. Shelter refugee families and those who have no home. God of grace, your loving kindness embrace everyone in need. Help any for whom this season is lonely or joyless. Comfort those among us or known to us who are experiencing distress of body or mind, missing loved ones or grieving. God of grace, you welcome those who have died into the joyous light of glory. We give thanks for the saints of every time and place who have praised you with lives of faith and humility. Inspire us by their example to love you by serving others. God of grace, pondering the mystery of eternal love made flesh in Christ Jesus, we commend all for whom we pray to the mercy of God. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share with one another a sign of God's peace. Let us pray. God with us, you came as a baby to a manger. You slept on straw and greeted shepherds. You come again in bread and wine. Remind us how good you are at blessing ordinary things. And then through these gifts, help us to bless the lives of others in the strength of your holy name.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. In the wonder and mystery of the Word made flesh, you have opened the eyes of faith to a new and radiant vision of your glory, that beholding the God made visible, we may be drawn to the love of God whom we cannot see. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Wondrous God, long ago you spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways, and in these last days you have spoken to us in your word made flesh, Jesus, who proclaimed your dream of peace. He gave himself for our weary world, accepting death so that we might live, and held our darkness deep within until through cross and grave and empty tomb he set us free for love. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." And so we proclaim the mystery of faith. Recalling his death and resurrection and longing for his coming glory, we offer you these gifts of bread and wine and our lives in thanks and praise. Pour out your Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be for us the body and blood of our Savior Jesus Christ. Pour out your Spirit upon us, that we might be a people of grace and truth, bearing good news of joy in every season. And bring us at last with Mary and Joseph and all your saints to that vision of eternal splendor for which you have created us. Through Christ our Lord, by him, with him, in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, we worship you, O God, in songs of everlasting praise.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, joy to the world, the Lord is come. Taste and see that the Lord is good. You may be seated. Distribution of the sacrament of Holy Communion will be continuous. I'll be in the center aisle with the consecrated hosts. We'll have one station on the lectern side here with a chalice of consecrated wine and grape juice. We'll be distributing the sacrament by method of intinction. I will give you the consecrated host, and you'll dip it into the chalice of your preference. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Christ is present here, and he offers himself to you.
Sounds the blessed angels sing.
with life's crushing load, whose worms are bending low, who toil along the climbing way with painful steps and slow. Look now for glad and golden hours come swiftly on the wing. Oh, rest beside the weary road and hear the angels sing. For long the days are hastening on, my prophet Mark's foretold, when with the ever-circling years come round the age of gold, when peace shall overhaul the earth, its ancient splendors flee, and the whole world send back the song which now the angels sing.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us pray. On this day, O God, you gave us Christ, the Son, to save us. As you sent the one foretold, send us now with good news for all people. Let the gladness of this feast have no end, as we share with others the joy that fills us. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. May the word that Mary brought to birth carry you into new and abundant life. May the word that Joseph cradled in his arms enfold you with love and strength. Amen. May the word that angels proclaimed in song bring harmony to our world. Amen. And the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
Thank you. silence night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child.
Glory to God in the highest. Go in peace. Share the gift of Jesus.